Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is time for the Wide Nine, our weekly look at football. And here, the MC of the extravaganza is the Gov, Tom Milliken.
This is a special Thursday edition.
That's right.
The Wide Nine was off last week due to Christmas, and then we're all working different hours, so we're back, and I love it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Now it's time to be depressed. All right, so Michigan hung with Alabama for more than three quarters in the Citrus Bowl. Do you take any moral victories out of the Wolverines' performance yesterday?
Moral victories, no. There were things you had that you liked. I mean, the younger, especially in the first half, the younger running back seemed to have a clue. There's a bright future there. Aiden Hutchinson still looks like a really good player. The offensive line played well, but unfortunately, most of those guys are going to be graduating, so that's about it.
No. Yeah. What's the matter with you?
Did I offend you?
Yes. They led at the half by 2 points, so go ahead and throw a party. I mean, Alabama didn't have Tua Tagovailoa. They were missing three good defensive players. This was the worst Alabama team in, 5 years? And you still got your ass kicked, so no moral victories.
No.
They did hang. I wouldn't say it was a butt kicking, but... No. I mean, yeah, in the end, it got ugly and everything showed its head.
Well, that's Michigan football. Once they have adversity, they can't stop the avalanche.
At least they gave you some entertainment yesterday, right? You bought in for a while. You were into
it. No, it was fun. I mean, there was something to watch at 1 o'clock.
Right.
But then, of course, you
turn over to Minnesota and Auburn and you see P.J. Fleck row the boat right over the Tigers and you're like, why can't he be in Ann Arbor?
Wow. All right, so I gave you guys a softball on the first question. Now it's time to get to the elephant in the room when it comes to Harbaugh's tenure at Michigan. Was bringing in Shea Patterson Jim Harbaugh's single biggest mistake during his 5-year tenure so far?
I mean, it's a great question. Single biggest mistake? I would say, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Shea Patterson was supposed to be the difference maker. A good quarterback can obviously hide a lot of issues with your team. And Shea Patterson was the issue at times. I mean, with the fumbles, the accuracy. I mean, last year he had the successful RPOs, and that was really about it. Shea Patterson wasn't awful, but he wasn't great. So, yeah, I would agree with that statement.
You can make that case. I won't disagree with it. There's a couple of other things I thought of. Having Wilton Spate throw out of the end zone in the game at Ohio State might have really hurt the program more than even Shea Patterson. And maybe waiting to year five to modernize the offense. He could have done the Gattis thing or with somebody else or whatever a couple years earlier. That might have changed.
But I think you saw the offense would work if he had a more efficient quarterback.
Correct.
I mean, I just think yesterday was, you know, and I said before this season that they weren't going to do anything because of Shea. And 17 of 37 in modern college football, that is pathetic.
12 of 43 in the last two second halves.
Yeah. It's just... He had his moments. Try not to be too mean-spirited to a college quarterback. I just think I always was rubbed the wrong way by his body language. He seemed not to quite care as much. His facial expressions, oh, we'll get him next time. You never got him next time.
Well, I am also concerned, too. I mean, no idea what he was promised, but I'm concerned about the next two guys in line. At no point did we see any of McCaffrey or Milton. So I wonder if maybe they're just not that good.
Yeah, you have concerns about the offensive line next year, and you don't know who their quarterback is. So why have the hope? All right, Michigan State finished its second straight 7-6 season. They're 18-20 in the Big Ten in the past four seasons. That's just awful. Are the Spartans about to fall off a cliff in the Big Ten and join the likes of Maryland or even Rutgers?
No, I don't think the fall is going to be that much. Even if, you know, D'Antonio, even if he doesn't make changes, I still think the way they'll play defense and be a tough-minded team up front. I like some of their young receivers. I still think they'll be better than those teams by far.
I would say absolutely, positively. I mean, let's be honest, with new coaches at Maryland and, of course, Rutgers, maybe they're on the uptick. Michigan State's a dumpster fire. And despite the win over Wake Forest, who's going to play quarterback next year? There's all kinds of negative recruiting going on. I'm telling you, Tom's right about this. They decided to not get rid of D'Antonio. They're going to pay. They're going to pay bad.
You know who they should go for their quarterback in the transfer portal? The Wake Forest quarterback who entered.
That is pretty good.
Exactly. Very good thinking, Stoney. I was thinking the same thing. And I think there's two things that they need to do. They need to look at that quarterback or another one through the transfer portal. And he's got to survive the deposition that's coming up.
Right.
I think that's the big thing that's looming. If he sticks his mouth or foot in his mouth and says something wrong, this program could completely implode. Like if he says something that that incriminates him, everybody's going to leave. He's going to have pressure. He's probably going to have to resign, and you could have a huge problem. All right, Clemson won a controversial thriller against Ohio State on Saturday night. I saw a comment on the internet afterwards that Urban Meyer would have won that game. Do you guys agree?
No, not at all. Absolutely not. I think, listen, I mean, we could talk about controversy all you want. Ohio State settled for way too many field goals. And obviously, when they needed to, they couldn't stop the Clemson running back. They couldn't stop Trevor Lawrence. So I absolutely disagree. I mean, the controversial call, obviously, the targeting call led to then Trevor Lawrence running for that unbelievable touchdown. But still, no. I mean, again, same thing with Packers and Lions. You can't settle for field goals early on.
I don't agree with that statement either, because if Urban Meyer was the coach, Ryan Day would still be making the play call, so I don't think anything would have changed. And yeah, we'll maybe get into that. The Big Ten got hosed big time in three games by awful calls.
Yeah, what about the call in the Rose Bowl yesterday?
What a joke. And the Aiden Hutchinson roughing the passer call was awful.
Excuses. I was talking to some buddies yesterday, and I go, this is what we're stuck in. You've got the SEC, who's just dominant number one.
Yes.
And then since the playoff era, you've had the ACC champ, Florida State or Clemson, is there. And then you got the Big 12 and the Big 10, who are probably even, roughly. At least the Big 10 has a national championship in the playoff era. And then you got the little Pac-10 down here. It's like nothing's changing. It's like there's always an excuse for the stupid Big 10 or the Big 12 or whatever. The bottom line is the eye test, man. Get on the level with these guys. Ohio State's getting there. They're close. But beyond that, it's
let's be honest. There's three great teams or three very good teams, and every other conference is pretty much the same.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Dabo Swinney, mind-blowing, 69-4 the last five seasons. Nick Saban, 65-6. If Clemson beats LSU, he'll have two undefeated seasons. That's Dabo. Saban has just won his entire career. I'm going to ask it. Is Dabo a better coach than Saban?
I'm going to say no, but it's very, very close. And the reason is that Saban's done it at another place. And that's the one thing that he has, in my mind, a little bit over Dabo right now. But he's great. I mean, to do what he's done at Clemson is incredible.
So what you're saying is it's just a longevity win for Saban.
Yeah.
So on par.
That's pretty even.
All right.
Now I'm going to give Tom what he wants. I'm going to give you what you want. Yes. I think he is the better coach. Four national title games in the last 5 years. And yes, he plays an easier schedule.
Yes.
But when the big games come, he wins those big games. And listen, I think Saban's obviously a stud, but look at the last 2 years. He loses in the national title game, and he gets the Cape Cup in Michigan Wolverines to play in the Citrus Bowl. So I would say I think the plight, Saban a little down, Dabo a little up. I think he's the better coach.
Well, I don't think Saban has a win like Dabo potentially could have if he beats LSU.
True.
That to me, if Dabo wins this game, wow. Because I just think LSU is superior to everything.
Now, by the way, everybody's taking LSU and giving the points, aren't they? It's like 6 points. I'd give 10 points. I mean, that's going to be a blowout.
I would too. I like the Tigers in that game.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're such a... All right. It's the second day of the new year.
See what he did there.
It's the second day of the new year, and that means we're talking NFL draft in Detroit. Assuming the Lions keep their pick, give me the player you want them to select third overall.
Oh, I mean, if Chase is there, you take Chase Young. If not, he's not going to be there, you wouldn't think, unless the Bengals are the Bengals. I mean, Jeffrey Okuda is good, the cornerback from Ohio State, Derrick Brown, the Auburn defensive tackle. Those are probably my two guys. But what about Jerry Jeudy? Jeudy, Galladay, offense. Stafford needs his weapons. Oh, baby.
My take on Jeudy is he's a little faster than Julio. He doesn't have the size, but I think he's just within a hair below Julio.
And look,
he's a Pro Bowl receiver. He's probably a, he might be a Hall of Famer.
But I don't think you take him with the third pick of the draft, to be honest with you. But because you
I mean, the Lions could.
Yeah, true. They've done it before. I take Okuda. I think you need another corner, especially if you have a defensive line that really doesn't get to the quarterback. If Slay is back, he takes care of the other side. And if Slay's not back, then you definitely need him.
I just love that the Detroit Lions have to figure out the Tua situation potentially.
I know.
Like it's in their laps that they're really, because you would think it's Burrow Young 1-2, and you wouldn't think the Redskins would trade or would draft Tua. But he's he's going to announce today if he's declaring or not.
Monday.
Monday.
Oh,
yeah.
Monday. I'm sorry. I'm so confused.
Right, I know.
It feels like a Monday.
Actually, it does.
All right. Now I want you both to envision a scenario where the Lions must trade their first pick. What trade would you like to see them make?
I'd like to see them trade the third overall pick to the Las Vegas Raiders for 12, 19, and a number one next year and throw in a third. I think that's what they'd have to. That's what the Raiders would have to take to move up. Whether they would do it or not, I have no idea. And obviously, a lot depends on the Tua because there will be other teams involved if Tua decides to come out.
Wow, it's very, very detailed. I'm going to say just trade with the Dolphins. You know, Dolphins obviously want Tua. I think he's obviously going to come out. He's going to rise up on, I would assume, draft stock once he proves that he's healthy. So I would say take their fifth pick. You still get Derrick Brown, and you get whatever else you get for the trade as well.
All right, the Patriots choked away a playoff bye as Fitzmagic got the best of Bill Belichick. Many are saying this version of the Patriots are toast this postseason. Are you willing to write off the Patriots?
No, I'm not. I mean, you want to. It's like they're trolling you. It's like, what can the Patriots do and still win the Super Bowl? Because everybody else is going to not believe. The fact that they lost to Miami, they lose their bye. I've been here before. I just refuse to do it until it happens. So, no.
Well, I'll be the fool. I think they're done after this week if they survive this week.
Save that, Greg.
Because I just think they're not going to get to the Super Bowl. Sorry. They might not even get I don't think they get the AFC Championship game.
One thing working in your favor, the last wild card round team to make or to win the Super Bowl or even make it was the Ravens when they beat the Niners that year. So it's hard. If you don't have the bye, it's super hard. All right, finally, the playoff field is set. Give me the conference championship matchups you want to see, and then who do you want to win those matchups?
I want to see the Chiefs play the Ravens, and I like to see the Chiefs get to the Super Bowl. The Saints 49ers for the NFC, and I want to see the Saints take on the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Damn it. I pretty much agree with everything you just said, although don't sleep on the Seahawks. I tell you what. I have a feeling about the Seahawks. I watched that Niners game. Somehow, some way, they find a way to keep it close. And I wouldn't be shocked if they find a way to make a run in this one. But, you know, I think the Ravens win it all, and I agree with Stoney.
I think that's that's what you want, but I just gave you the history. Wild card teams. You took two of them, and there hasn't been one in 7-8 years.
That's true. Saints are a wild card.
That
is the Wide Nine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.